I am ready to do pull-ups. I'm ready to do burpees. Every time I see this guy, I just want to hug him and then start working out.
And you always call me and go, Jane, I love this guy.
Sean Armstead owns Phenomenal Fitness. He's a former Marine, and he trains Jane.
This is one of my guys. This is one of my people, and you want my people.
He's been on the show multiple times, and you're a fan of Jesse Itzler, who we just had on. How you doing, man, first of all?
Pete, I'm really good. I'm in a good spot in my mind, in my heart, and even my body.
So,
in a good place.
Can I just tell you how this kind of happened to Sean and the Jesse and Pete and the Jesse?
Yeah.
Pete, as we said when we were talking to Jesse, you've been talking about Jesse since August.
Right.
And I'm like, blah, 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 Jesse in my ear all the time about this Jesse Itzler guy. I didn't read the book yet. I didn't know. And I'm in the gym. I'm doing some sort of crazy, I don't know what, with weights twice the size of my body. And I hear out of the corner of my ear, Sean saying, you mean Itzler, Jesse Itzler, and Living with the Seal? And I look up and look over across the room and I go, are you talking about Jesse Itzler? And he said, yeah. And I go, oh my God, Pete's obsessed with this guy. And all of a sudden, I knew why you like each other.
Right.
Love me some Jesse.
Well, that book is crazy.
Which one? Living with the Seal?
Living with the Seal. He hired a SEAL to live with him for 30 days, and the workouts were just nuts.
Could you have done those?
I mean, yes. I don't run like that anymore. So that 10-mile thing, 6-mile thing.
I agree with you on that.
I'm not a runner lover like that. Yeah. I run short distances, no more than 2 now.
Right.
But I'll do other things in that same day, in that same workout. Mm-hmm. It's just that my body doesn't vibe to running long and hard like that. I used to do 5 miles and 6 miles. And
as we get older, your body breaks down and you got to save your knees, man. You can't be pounding the pavement.
Well, it depends on the individual. But there are things that you can do that I've now learned that you can do to make your body be more resilient to compression forces like that from running.
Can you share those with me?
Yes.
A guy that's had multiple knee surgeries?
Well, at a certain point, though, once the structure gets degraded and you haven't done the proper stretching and the proper strengthening and the techniques, you may want to just do... You have to build it up and do a little bit. And sometimes people aren't cool doing a little bit to build up and kind of reinvent themselves in a certain modality. They think that they have, if they don't run 3 miles, it ain't good. But what if you just run a quarter mile and then walk a half mile, or walk a mile and let the stresses build up and become more resilient over time? And that's the thing. We tend to want to be that person we used to be and not the person that we recognize in the person that we are and then build it from that point.
That's like comes to overtraining, right? So if you want to run those 3 miles, and you really shouldn't be, you're overtraining and you're injuring.
Well, or you're just doing it too infrequently. Sometimes we get on people. It's like, well, they do it too much. What if you do it too infrequent and you start having detraining effect? So when you go back to it, you don't have a buildup. You have a detraining effect, but your mind wants to try to do it, but your body's saying you didn't earn it. So I'm not trying to make you feel good by it. Another thing is sometimes we quit before our mind gives up. It gets distracted. It gets like, I can't do it. And we quit before our body wants to love us from doing it. You know, that stick to it. You have to earn the right to do it. And if you haven't done it properly, long enough, hard enough, easy enough, then you won't get it. You get what you earn.
How do you get your mind there? Because reading the book, David Goggins said, who the Navy SEAL in the book, he said that your body thinks that you're at 100%, but in reality, you're at maybe 30 or 40%.
He said 40%.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe that to all my heart. I can think of times when I was really beat down in my military, the boot camp type stuff or a school you go to. One thing about, I was a hardcore Marine, and one thing about being a hardcore officer, you get to, in my case, I had a love for my Marines, and I knew a lot of, I knew not only all my Marines' names, of course, but I knew the names of other companies, other platoons, and I was well-liked because I really loved doing what I was doing. So I got selected to go to different schools. So I got pulled out and did different fun things and kind of challenging things. And I was scared and nervous, But I learned a lot about myself. And at the end of the day, one of the reasons I really vibe big time with Goggins' book and Jesse's book is that you really have to go through suffrage to learn more about yourself. And like I tell my babies, you know, you admire these superheroes, but if you ask me, you need to try to live somewhat like them. You got to go through suffrage. You can't just try to sit down and look at the TV. You know, everybody's chilling out on a Friday afternoon. I'd rather go work out. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather go work out. I'd rather do something challenging because I don't want to look like, be like, sound like, smell like most of the other cats in my age group because they just want to chill. They just want to feel good and they want to pursue pleasure. I'd rather pursue something that's going to make me a serious standout type cat. And that's usually something that's going to make you hurt a little bit. And then you learn that the hurt really ain't the hurt. It's just some stuff you got to get through to be the type of cat, type of person you want to be.
When we have you on, I want you to explain to people that haven't worked out, and we always ask you to do this. Mm-hmm. There's people listening that haven't worked out in a month, six months, a year. How do you get them back to working out?
Just start with day one.
And the mental toughness of going on a regular basis, that's hard for a lot of people.
It's hard because I tell you what, I think we should back up a little bit more, though. What makes it hard is they haven't made up their mind the wonderfulness they want to bring to their own life.
Yes.
That's what makes it hard.
I love that. The wonderfulness they want to bring to their own life.
Seriously.
That's
I think that goes with anything.
With
though.
Anything.
Anything in life.
It ain't just working
because
out.
Because I've struggled with that the last 90 days, right. I want to say, with something, not working out, mm-hmm. with something else.
Yep.
And I said to myself, I'm not making that decision. I need to make the decision. And if we're going to do it, we're going to do it.
Or don't be mad that you ain't doing it. Because that's the stress. Like, I've learned this the hard way. Right. And when you start beating yourself up, when are you confident when you bring in that type of language to yourself?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm either going to do it or I ain't. Right? And if I really need to do it, then I really need to be getting done doing it.
It's so black and white.
No, seriously. And if I ain't trying to do it, then I'm not going to beat myself up about it. Because when I beat myself up about it, I don't have confidence.
Yep.
It's hard to have joy.
Yep.
It's like, you know what, dude? Leave that alone for a little bit and just do this thing here. You know, or just lay down and be quiet.
Right.
But I don't like to let worry be on me like that because it doesn't make me the sharp person I need to be.
No, and then that stress will wear on you
in
mental capacities and everything. And the thing about it is when you're beating yourself down because maybe you didn't show up, maybe you didn't do the best you can, then you're feeling bad about yourself and then it makes you even feel worse. Yeah, it's your downward spiral. It's your mind beating yourself up. And when you say you gotta do it, you gotta go.
Either do it or don't.
And if there's a million ways you can keep yourself accountable.
Totally.
Write it in a calendar.
Yep.
Put it in your date book.
Or do something else. Go love on your mother. Go love your spouse.
Right.
Be kind to a sibling. Call somebody up and tell them you love them and mean it and engage. Working out is just one thing.
Yeah.
Now, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. But I tell you, honestly, who do you want to be? Who are you? Who can you be? Who should you be? And working out is just a reflection of one of those bad fellas.
I feel like when we have you in, we talk less about actually working out, but it's about the mind.
It's about the mind.
It's all about the mind. I want you to hold that thought. We're going to talk some more about that. I got to take a break, get these in before midnight.
He's going to do push-ups.
Sean Armstead here. PhenomenalFitness.com is your website. PhenomenalFitness.com.
Yes.
All right. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. I was dragging a little earlier, and this guest comes in, and I'm ready to go. I can stay up till 4 in the morning.
Lights up your world. You're ready to do some pull-ups.
His website is phenomenalfitness.com. Personal trainer Sean Armstead in studio. Personal friend of Jane's, and he trains you. Is he tough?
Sean is... It's so... Okay, I have set my mind right when I go see Sean, because I'm like, it's 1 hour a day. You can do anything for 1 hour a day. We are lifting weights that are like half my body weight, and that's a lot. The other day, he's like, no, you're doing 30-pound bench presses. I mean, 2 30-pound dumbbells? I'm like, I can't do it. And then I'm like, I did 8.
Yes.
Because he's like, you can do 3, and I do 8. Here's the thing what Sean says to me. You got to earn your rest.
Oh, yeah.
You got to earn.
Oh, I like that.
So I'm like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? I got to earn it? Then you watch this, and I just go do it. It's so great. I mean,
Jane is amazing.
His training style is fantastic too, because he's training multiple people at a certain time, and so he'll be like, Pete, and then tell you, You may be across the gym. He's like, Jane. And they'll tell me, I'll know he's talking to me.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
She's loud, isn't she?
She's amazing.
No, I'm not loud at the gym.
No, you're not.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Jane, you are a very wonderful and special woman.
Oh, thanks, Sean. That's
you have high
nice.
Intellect, high integrity, high drive. You could read the room like Martin Luther King could do a wonderful speech. I mean,
wow.
You can get it in.
That wow. is a great compliment.
And you're real humble.
Thank
you. Know, you.
Thank you.
Both of you are amazing. It's okay. An honor to be here.
Give me 5 burpees right now.
I do love a good burpee. I do. I don't have great form, but I do love a good burpee. Sean has been on Living Healthy Chicago many, many times because you're brilliant when it comes to the physical body, right?
I work at it.
So you will give us this explanation behind why it works and
yes.
how it works. And we post all your videos on YouTube, by the way. And he's never even gone and seen them, ever. There's one about making your booty high and tight, which I think has like 50,000 views.
I need to see.
One, I'm looking at the benefits of kettlebells, which you are a huge fan of kettlebells. 25,000 views.
I'm a fan of things that work, but the kettlebell don't work. You make it work.
Oh.
But I like the way it looks. I like the way it feels, and I like stuff that travels easy, and you can do a lot of stuff with it, because it reminds me of Marine Corps.
I hate the kettlebells, because they're so hard.
Right.
Have you done anything with kettlebells?
Of course. Yeah.
Pete,
Jane,
course.
I challenged my bunny.
That's right. You look
Let's
like
it.
It too,
You
Pete.
Need one workout with Sean. Have
I'm
you
right.
ever worked out with Sean?
I have not. He keeps inviting
but
me.
But here's the thing, though. It's when I see, I looked at a program the other day, and I think it was like, Maria loves to look at them.
Maria's your wife.
Hot love and hip hop stuff. The
okay.
love and hip hop. So one of those is on. So I'll come
TV,
in home
at
like 8 or something, and she'll have it on. And I inadvertently wound up digging it, you know, because it's such craziness. But they had a trainer doing some things. So this is a trainer that's popular now, like 2 weeks or something. So he has something he says that's real hip and popular. And I was checking out the workout, and I thought to myself, those are all things that are done in phenomenal. People, you can take any movement pattern and Dick, Jane, Harry can disseminate it, but the magic of it is the interaction between the humans, the trainer, the clients, how you communicate with each other, how you motivate, how you push back, how someone may push back, but you skillfully, appropriately communicate in a way that encourages them, that raises them up. You know, that human spirit, like that fun, accomplishment, challenge, struggle. You know, you help people struggle cool-like. I dig that.
I love that. And it's interesting because I will be like, I have this question. I think this is a bad question. It's a dumb question. Then I'll hear other people in the gym ask, like, well, why am I doing it this way?
Right.
Or how is this? Or I'm feeling this in my shoulder.
Right.
And Sean always has a great answer and a great solution. And you're teaching us as we go. And it makes me feel good that I'm not the only one
that
may be concerned or may have a question. And
never a dumb question.
No,
I agree.
Never.
But you know, sometimes in the gym,
you're kind of self-conscious. Oh, for
exactly.
sure.
For
but sure.
Everyone in there is asking you questions.
Because everyone in there wants to live a better life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the common thing that brings us all together. Because at the end of the day, my job is to help everyone in there be bad, A-kicking 100-year-olds.
That's what you say. He's like, you're training to be 100.
That's it.
He says that all the time.
And to really, really do some stuff. So for me, I like being in the gym, and I like being with our people, staff, clients, support, because we're getting at it at the essence of living. It's like we're trying to maintain and excel our physical faculties and how they connect to the mental, the spiritual, the emotional. It's the best.
So how people, you know, let's talk about the 40-something-year-olds, the 50-something-year-olds. If we're just starting to get active and physical, why is it important to start now?
Because if you don't, you're going to age pitifully and you'll have regrets, and you don't have to be like that.
And you'll age faster, too,
oh,
and
terrible.
Your body will fall apart.
And you age by default instead of by design.
Yeah.
We, all three of us, are trying to age by design.
Yeah.
That's a powerful concept in and of itself.
Well, you're taking control.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You're taking control. So, some days you can really take control. And there's sometimes you have to influence nicely and appropriately. And sometimes you don't influence as well. And that's when we may eat something, drink something, do something that we may not feel excited about. But let that be an episode instead of a pattern. Don't dwell on that unless you dwell on it. If you dwell on it, then you get what you deserve.
Like the fajitas we ate last night.
Oh, that was terrible.
But you know
I thought
what,
about
though?
That all day.
I know.
But for me, to me, you two are great friends. You do great things together professionally, career-wise. You share some fun having those fajitas. Now, after that, though, then you got to get after it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be in the gym early.
I know.
Or you got to do two workouts the next day.
Yeah.
Or you
got
to do a strength workout and an extra flexibility workout.
Two workouts.
No, because here's the thing. What better thing to do than to do something great for yourself?
I understand that.
I dig that concept big time.
But my thing for me is those endorphins. Like, people are like, you are so happy. Well, because my endorphins are going bananas at all times.
Yes.
That's what it is.
You are happy, but you work at it. You earned it.
I earned it. I earned
you ain't
those
sitting
endorphins.
By the side.
Mm-mm.
Just like I'm telling you, honestly, I cannot lay down. I'm serious. Like, if I wake up, I have to get up and go work out. I'm serious.
That's
I do.
That's good.
He is Seal.
But see, now here's the thing, though. But then you work with people, you do some things, and then you got to get another type of workout in. See, I like spending time doing my thing.
But that's your job.
But see, here's the thing.
That
it's,
you love.
It's not my job. It's my life.
Yes.
That's your life. Yes.
It's not my job.
We have about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Sean Armstead in studio, phenomenalfitness.com. People are creatures of habit.
Yes.
We all put the shoes on the same way. We drive to work. My word for 2019 is uncomfortable.
Yes.
How do we get people out of those habits, especially the bad habits? They wake up in the morning, they drink coffee, they have a cigarette, or they're having bad food for lunch. It's just habit forming. How do they get out of that?
For me, I look at the bad habit and how I feel inside and out, and then accomplishing something that's more in line with who I want to be, how I want to be, how should I be, how I can I be. And I try to latch on to the intangibleness of that experience. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather feel accomplished with doing that thing that sucks or people think that sucks. Being that person is a leader. It's a person that's leading, living by design, but potentially wonderful life by developing a cool habit. I have a competitive edge. And I like having a competitive edge.
But you're different from everybody
else.
No,
I'm not.
You are. But you're already at that level.
You're elite.
I'm talking about people right now that need to just get out of the habit.
One thing at a time.
Is that going to just one day at a time?
I would say
it's going to take 3 weeks to get out of a habit.
But here's the thing. More than the habit, Pete, who do they want to be?
That's
who
the
do
question.
They want to be?
Again, we go back to the mind.
Right.
You
it's
have
all
to
about
make
the mind.
That decision
who
mentally.
Who do you want to be?
You want to quit smoking. You want to quit drinking. You want to work out on a regular basis. You need to make that decision.
You got to make a decision because it has to be that BS stuff, the person that you don't want to be, you don't like to be. I've been that person. See, one of the reasons, like, I can express joy and I can express excitement in the gym. I've been the guy that I didn't like. I've thoroughly lived the life of the dude that I did not like. I had less confidence. I had anxiety. I had insecurities. I was the guy. So I was the guy that I really didn't like. So I had to go deep, deep, deep and try to figure out why was I that guy? What made me that person? And I kind of found out why and how. And then I tried to make a reinvention. Now, the reinvention ain't easy. But it's way better.
And it's gradual. It happens over time.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're in the spot and you're like, this is way better.
Way better. Jay, that's exactly it. It's way better. And you earn it.
And you earn it.
You won't get
earn
it easy.
It, Pete.
But think about it. Lastly, what in the world do you have that you adore and cherish that was super easy? We don't even like it like that.
Yeah, we don't like anything
so
easy.
So I embrace the hard stuff because I know it has a better payoff. Than the easy stuff.
God, that's a great point.
It really
it's the
is.
Truth. It's a better payoff.
Damn, I hate you and love you at this
it's
same
the
time.
Pete, it's a better payoff.
It's true.
It's a better payoff.
You're absolutely right. Think about all the great things.
Think about it.
They come with struggle.
They come with struggle.
Uncomfortable.
And the reason David Goggins' book is so powerful, and the reason Jesse had him at his crib for 30 days, is because smart, smart, bad people embrace the suck.
Yeah.
They embrace it because they figure out, you know what? If it's that darn easy, it ain't going to be worth nothing to me. Mm-hmm.
And it makes you stronger when you get through it.
It's the stuff dreams are made of.
Wow.
Oh,
I need to change my life.
I mean, and that's that right there.
I feel like I need to do something.
Oh, no. We're in a good place.
PhenomenalFitness.com is the website. Trainer Sean Armstead, thank you for coming in.
You know what, Pete? This is the first of a podcast.
You have a lot of education that you could teach all of us. So
I told Sean off the air, I'm like, why don't you have a podcast? I would listen to it.
It's the podcast. So something happened last time I was here, or the time before that, you challenged me with something. Oh, social media. So I was doing social media every day for a good while. Then I started doing it down to a few days a week, and I got down to nothing again. But I was doing it every day. So now I'm going to go back, and I'm doing the podcast.
What are you going to challenge us with?
Oh, geez.
Flexibility training.
He needs flexibility.
I have the flexibility of a 72-year-old man.
So hey, let me help you. Okay. I'll come wherever you want me to.
All right, we'll
That's
talk.
Me.
How can people find you? Just go to the website?
You know what? The best place is to go to the website, or I was going to say text me, but I don't want to.
No, that's a bad idea.
What's go to Instagram? The Instagram. Phenomenal.
It's fit. You know what? It's Phenomenal One.
Yes, it is Phenomenal.
Is it Phenomenal One? Mm-hmm, then I'm Phenomenal. Sean Armstead One.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
PhenomenalFitness.com. Your contact information's on your website, too. I don't know if you know that. There it is.
I don't ever look at it. I haven't looked at it in a few days.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Sean.
God bless you, buddy.
I love both of you.
I'll see
the honor
in the gym
and pleasure
next week.
Is mine.